Transgender women athletes will now be barred from taking part in the Olympics after Thursday's announcement of a new policy. Under the new policy, athletes will have to pass a one-time genetic test to compete in women's categories. The mandatory gender screening, already conducted by the governing bodies of track and field, skiing, and boxing, is likely to be criticized by human rights experts and activist groups. Christy Coventry is president of the International Olympics Committee.
Today, we, the International Olympic Committee, have published a policy on the protection of the female category. I understand that this is a very sensitive topic. As a former athlete, I passionately believe in the rights of all Olympians to take part in fair competition. The policy that we have announced is based on science, and it has been led by medical experts with the best interests of athletes at its heart.
Coventry is the first woman to lead the Olympics Committee in its 132-year history. She set up a review of protecting the female category as one of her first big decisions. The new policy aligns with President Donald Trump's executive order of last year called Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports. The new policy will take effect starting with the upcoming 2028 Games in Los Angeles. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.